USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee unsuccessfully rolled out the first of a dozen bills Tuesday he has drafted to upend President Joe Biden's yet-to-be-issued vaccination mandate.
Someone who is serving as the President of the United States while issuing a sweeping federal mandate insists that this is not about freedom or personal choice. It is. It necessarily is.
He said the president's strong-arm push to force Americans to choose between decisions affecting their health and providing for their families is wrong. On the Senate floor Wednesday morning, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced that Democrats are crafting a stopgap bill. Schumer said that the bill will extend government funding to December 3rd and will provide long-sought emergency relief to areas affected by Hurricane Ida, as well as emergency funding for the ongoing Afghan special immigrant crisis. This is USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Senator Mike Braun, Republican of Indiana, decried on Newsmax President Joe Biden's tax increases. Appearing Tuesday on Spicer & Company, Braun expressed skepticism about Biden's proposed corporate and individual tax increases. Saturday, the president tweeted, "My Build Back Better agenda costs $0. Then why raise taxes?" Braun asked.
So many things can come together to take what was the best economy we had pre-COVID, and it looks like we're doing everything in the book to ruin it, and it was working back then.
The volcano in the Canary Islands continues to spew after 10 days of activity. Here's USA's Lance Pry.
Authorities in Spain's Canary Islands off the African coast on Wednesday told residents on the western coast of La Palma to seal doors and windows with tape and wet towels to ward off toxic gases spewed by lava from Cumbre Vieja. The volcano has been active for 10 days.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
U.S. Postal Service delivery will be getting slower and more expensive just in time for the holidays, NPR reported Tuesday night. USPS on Friday will begin implementing new service standards for first-class mail and periodicals that will slow target delivery time by about 30%, spokesperson Kim Frum told NPR, who added that 61% of first-class mail and 93% of periodicals will not be affected by the changes. A Marine has been imprisoned for calling out military brass on social media.
A 17-year U.S. Marine has called for accountability from top military brass after the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller has been considered a threat and has been imprisoned by military leaders and placed in solitary confinement. The military is accusing him of violating a gag order, yet Scheller has not been charged at this time.
Potentially all those people did die in vain if we don't have senior leaders that own up and raise their hand and say, we did not do this well in the end.
The Article 32 preliminary hearing has not been determined.
And it's no coincidence, in my opinion, that they put a gag order on him. And they put him in prison the day before they had to appear in front of senators and tomorrow in front of congressmen. I think that is fairly an act of cowardice.
Lieutenant Colonel Scheller's father on Fox News. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.